Welcome back to Eyal's Geography Corner, your bridge to the rest of the world. Today, we'll be taking a look at our first country in the Caucasus, Armenia, officially the Republic of Armenia, a nation whose name is cemented in history as the world's first Christian country. So let's find out where this name truly comes from. Now, I've decided to split this segment into two parts, the nation's endonym and its exonym. An endonym is a name that comes from the region itself, whereas an exonym is a name created and used outside of the region. For example, if you're listening to this English radio show, you probably know of the country west of Poland as Germany. If you're from France, you know it as Allemagne. These are examples of exonyms. Germans don't call themselves German or Allemand. They call themselves Deutsch and their nation Deutschland. This is an example of an endonym. Armenia, as you may have guessed, is an exonym. We'll cover the endonym, or in this case, endonyms, soon enough, but first, let's talk about some theories as to where the name Armenia may have come from. One of the most notable potential origins of this name is that the land was named after Aram, a descendant of Armenia's founding father Haik, who we will be getting back to pretty soon. Another theory states that the name may be derived from either the early Bronze Age nation of Armani, also known as Armanum or Armi, or the late Bronze Age nation of Arme, also known as Shupria. While there is no linguistic basis for this, as no language from these kingdoms exists to this day, it is known that Arme, at least, was located in the region that now comprises Armenia. Armani's former territory, however, has been lost to the sands of time. The most credible theory for the word Armenia, however, comes not from the Caucasus, but from Persia, or modern-day Iran. For within the Kermanshah province lies a stone atop a mountain, and this stone bears the word Armina. It's worth noting that this stone, known as the Behistun inscription, was the equivalent of the Rosetta Stone for cuneiform script. This word Armina eventually evolved into the Greek words Armenia and Arminioi, the latter meaning Armenians. The endonym, however, is incredibly straightforward. Armenia actually has two endonyms, as mentioned before, the first being the native name Haik, named for the aforementioned person Haik, although this name has started to fall out of use starting in the late Middle Ages. The other name for this country is Hayastan, which is also named after Haik, but includes the Persian stan suffix, meaning place. So, with that all covered, let's move on to the flag. Armenia's flag is a horizontal triband of, from top to bottom, red, blue, and orange, and a relatively rare 1:2 aspect ratio. Armenia's flag has many different interpretations as to what the colors mean, but to relatively simplify things, I'll be using the original constitutional definitions. I say relatively because this still gets complicated fast. The red symbolizes the continuation of Christianity, the nation's independence and freedom, the Armenian highland, and the people's never-ending struggle for survival. The blue symbolizes the people's will to live under peaceful skies, and the orange symbolizes the hard-working and creative nature of the people of Armenia. And that's the flag, as defined in the nation's constitution. Pretty simple. So let's move on to the national coat of arms. The coat of arms of Armenia consists of a shield separated into five distinct segments, flanked by a golden eagle on the left and a golden lion on the right, and with a golden sword pointing up at the bottom, breaking apart a golden chain in front of two bundles of golden wheat and a golden ribbon. You noticing a pattern here? The shield itself is divided into another shield in the center and four more compartments, one in each corner, alternating blue and red, each with a design within them. In the top left compartment is a golden lion with a golden cross on its back up front of a red background. In the top right, a golden eagle flying northeast in front of a blue background. In the bottom left, a golden flower flanked on either side by a golden eagle atop a blue background. In the bottom right, another golden lion holding another golden cross, once again atop a red background. Finally, in the center shield, we have the biblical Ark of Noah atop a mountain, as the floodwaters gradually recede, all in front of an orange backdrop. Discounting the overly used gold, a common status symbol, the colors used are all the colors on Armenia's flag, nothing more, nothing less. Now, with that done, let's cover a bit of this fair nation's history, shall we? Armenia's early history delves extensively into religion and mythology, so to avoid potentially stepping on any toes here, I'm going to skip ahead to what is confirmed by science, starting with the founding of Yerevan in 782 BCE, making it the world's oldest city with precise documentation of its establishment. In the 6th century BCE, the first entity known to other nations as Armenia was formed in these lands, later fully separating itself from the Seleucid Empire in 190 BCE, the entity to which it had been a vassal state of. Then, in the year 301, Armenia cemented its place in history by becoming the world's first Christian state in an act of rebellion. Armenia retained autonomy under the Umayyad Caliphate, and things didn't change much until the Mongols conquered the nation in the 1230s. After the regression of the Mongols, Armenia became a part of Iran and the Ottoman Empire. Starting on May 29th, 1915, with the Tekfir Law was a horrendous tragedy, known as the Armenian Genocide. In the 2 years of the massacre, somewhere between 1 and 1.5 million Armenians perished. After the end of World War I, Armenia finally regained independence, only for the Turks to take it right back just 2 years later. After a war with the Turks, the USSR took control of Armenia and made it a Soviet Socialist Republic. It remained this way until 1991, with the breakup of the Soviet Union, when Armenia finally regained its independence. And this is where Armenia stands today. So now that that's out of the way, let's talk about the hardworking and creative Armenian people. Armenia is a relatively small country population-wise, with a population of only about 3 million people. It is also incredibly undiverse, with Armenians making up about 98.1% of the population, Kurds 1.2%, and all other ethnic groups only 0.7%. About 97.9% of people speak the official language of Armenian, about 1% speak Kurdish, and the remaining 1.1% speak a smorgasbord of other languages, with Russian, Greek, and Assyrian being among the most prevalent of these. The nation uses the dram as its currency, drives on the right side of the road, uses the .am and .hi top-level domains, its denonym is Armenian, it uses the type C and F power outlets, and its national anthem is Our Fatherland. About 63.2% of the Armenian population lives in an urban setting. Religion is split amongst Armenian Apostolic at 92.6%, Evangelical at 1%, other religions at 5.3%, and irreligious or atheist at 1.1%. So now, let's take a look at the land that these people call home. Armenia is a rather finicky little country. Most of the world defines it as part of Asia, but many define it as part of the Asian subcontinent of the Middle East, and yet Armenia itself defines themselves as part of Europe. However you define Armenia, though, it has a total land area of 11,484 square miles, or about 29,743 square kilometers. Of this, about 4.71% of this area is water area. This makes the nation as a whole slightly smaller than the U.S. state of Maryland. The nation is landlocked, being the only one of the three Caucasus countries to be so. The nation is full of highlands, flecked with beautiful looming mountainscapes and dotted with trees, with rivers swerving around them and through them as they rush downstream. These rivers lead to the fertile soil in the Aras River Valley, making it an area prime for agricultural production. The nation has been blessed with very few natural resources, but the ones that have been blessed with are very valuable, such as gold and molybdenum. So now, let's take a look at the borders that encapsulate this small nation. Armenia is bordered to the north by Georgia, to the west by Turkey, to the south by Iran and Azerbaijan's largest exclave, and Azerbaijan proper to the east. The nation is divided into seven marzer, or provinces, with each Mars, the singular of Marzer, having its own capital city. The nation's capital, Yerevan, is unique in that it has its own special administrative status, making it somewhat similar to a District of Columbia in the United States of America. And that's about all this nation has in terms of political boundaries, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But what about political relationships? Armenia doesn't get along with its neighbors. The Turks, the Azerbaijanis, the Iranians, just about everyone except the Georgians have a bone to pick with Armenia, mostly due to previous conquest of the land. Although this being said, Georgia has cut all ties with Russia due to war, whereas Armenia is friendly with Russia, leading to a bit of a strained relationship between the two. However, surprising as it may sound, Armenia's closest ally would definitely be Greece. Greece is incredibly open to Armenians and vice versa, and it's not uncommon to find many mixed Armenian-Greek families in either country. And that wraps up our story with a nice little bow. In conclusion, Armenia is like the scorned sister of the Caucasus, and even though they grew up with their neighbors for thousands of years, they just can't seem to get along. I will actually be taking a one-week hiatus for Thanksgiving weekend, but Eyal's Geography Corner will be back on December 8th with Australia. Until then, I'm Eyal, bringing you back to your regularly scheduled programming.